This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
So yesterday I was talking about the boring Kardashian suite that had Justin Bieber in it.
Right.
There was even a guy sleeping in that suite.
You gotta catch a nap when you can.
And now today I come in. People have ID'd the snoozing man in the Kardashian suite. I'm like, how do you get a ticket to the Super Bowl and go to sleep? This just shows you the type of people we're working with.
Who
here.
Was it?
Some random guy you've never heard of. It doesn't even matter. It's nobody important.
Doesn't say their name?
No, it says their name. I'm sorry. Let me go find it. Oh, Zero Bond. Wiz. anybody?
The rapper?
Sure. Whatever. But really, what we have to talk about is Kanye West getting the cold shoulder from multiple people. Leonardo DiCaprio, one of them. They used to be friends. And apparently, people were saying that all they got was a nod back and forth this year. And now they're saying, no, there was no interaction. People aren't messing with them since his anti-Semitic remarks. Nobody's interested. And the guy can keep coming to stuff, but you're not seeing him anywhere. He allegedly wanted to sit in front of Taylor Swift's suite.
Mm-hmm.
And they nixed that. Not a surprise.
Made a couple calls and they said, nah,
I can't
Mr.
believe
West.
He got in the building at this point.
Really? I mean, you can't block nobody from buying a ticket.
No.
Especially if you're buying
true.
The ticket.
You could buy it, I guess.
But then how are you going to get kicked out?
You buy it and then nobody's talking to you, period. That's even more awkward.
Man, it was even more awkward to spending $7 million on a Super Bowl ad that doesn't air.
Oh, is that what he did?
Well, he recorded it on his phone. Like, he spent all the money, supposedly spent the
How
money on the ad.
How did he spend $7 million on an ad he made on his phone?
Well, he spent $7 million to get the ad and
to
then
try to get it
wasted
on.
The budget, so then didn't have any budget for the commercial, technically. So he just said, go to my.com, bro. And nah, that didn't even
just
air.
Just because you can rap doesn't mean you're that smart. And Kanye's proved that over the years. It's amazing. This guy is so stupid.
Some of the smartest people make the dumbest mistakes.
I don't look at him as smart. I look at him as dumb. I can't.
Oh, well, I mean, different opinions. You know what I'm saying? Like, now some of the smartest people make dumb mistakes. And he's been really
great
in the past.
But I don't put him in the smart category anymore.
I feel that.
He's standing on his anti-Semitic remarks at this point. And I'm like, you're done. Have a great day, dude.
Facts.
I don't have anything else to say. But he was definitely not being embraced by anyone. And I think it's ironic, by the way, that Taylor and Kim fought over the Kanye stuff.
Oh.
That was the whole thing with the two suites that we're talking about. And then he's blackballed from all of them. The irony in that.
Hollywood's a hell of a drug.
He's not even allowed in any of these. You're not wrong. Ah, we have got to give away tickets. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
103.7 Kiss FM.
We got tickets?
We've got tickets to see Avril Lavigne. Look out. She's coming to town in September to the AmFam Amphitheater. And every day this week, we have been hooking you up with tickets. And you know what? Just for Valentine's Day, let's throw a pair out there.
Oh, just for Valentine's Day.
I told DZ, I said I forgot it was Valentine's Day when I woke up. I talked about it for a week straight, and then I got up and totally moved on with my life like it was a normal Wednesday.
I don't blame you. Whatsoever, actually.
Totally forgot. All right, 414-533-1037. We've been starting the show like this every day this week. Your chance to win tickets to see Avril Lavigne at AmFam Amphitheater.
Yeah.
Caller 30 is going to be a winner. 414-533-1037. Starting the morning right. Let's go. Kiss FM. Okay, Brenda is in Racine this morning. Brenda, good morning.
Hey, Brenda.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you guys.
Yeah, thank whatever. You, this holiday you. Sucks. Anyway.
But we going to make it a little bit
That's
better.
That's right. But we're going to hook you up with a Valentine's Day present because you're going to see Avril Lavigne, Brenda.
Hey.
That is awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome. She's going to be at the AmFam Amphitheater right there at the Summerfest grounds. That's September 9th of this year. And you've got two tickets. So somebody will be in touch to hook you up with that present, Brenda.
Thank you very much.
You have any Valentine's Day plans?
On September 9th, she does.
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
I can't wait.
Ooh, she said, I can't wait, and I ain't going to tell you.
Okay, fine. I really did mean, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? But okay. She's
if
like, it's
that secret.
Don't tell nobody. All right, Brenda, have a great day, girl. We'll talk to you later.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So there you go. Another chance tomorrow around the same time. We'll hook you up with those Avril Lavigne tickets because she's coming to town this summer, and we love concerts in this city.
Double that part.
Uh-huh. It's Allie and DZ and Weird Food Combination.
Was good or was bad?
What is your that's a better way of asking about your weird food combinations. Not what's good, what's bad. What's your weirdest food combination, DZ?
Bruh, something I've never understood personally is think about tacos, right?
I love tacos.
Tacos, yum. Who don't love tacos?
Everybody loves tacos. Who doesn't like tacos?
Little taquito. I don't eat Mexican tacos, American tacos.
Whatever.
I don't care. A taco's a taco.
Bring the tortilla and the taco.
Right?
I'm in.
Now think.
Low-carb tacos?
Well, of course.
High-carb tacos. I'm in.
Either way. Just don't forget the limes, right?
Exactly.
But now think of taco dip, right? I love taco dip. Yeah. No, I feel the same way, except for one thing.
What's up?
The food combination that's never made sense is why does anybody in their right mind ever consider putting olives on top of a taco dip? Have you ever had tacos with olives in them?
No, actually.
Yeah, think about that for a second.
That's crazy, and you're right. You see taco dip all the time with olives on it. Black olives, and black olives are nasty.
Gross, man. All olives are disgusting.
I'm with you. I like green olives.
I know you like the green olives.
I F with green olives. I don't F with black olives. Hold on. I never thought about this, though, DZ.
Yeah.
You're right. There's black olives. Olives on top of taco dips. Yet I've never seen a taco that has black. You're right.
You've never seen olives on a taco.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The worst food combination. And I'm already against olives, so I'm going to pick it out regardless.
Yeah, I pick out the black olives.
But
on
y'all
taco
are
dip.
Goofy forever considering to put that in a taco
who
dip.
Did
when,
that?
Who did that?
Who
Thank
hurt you.
You. Who hurt
you? Who hurt you?
Who did this to you?
Why did you put olives and ruin the taco dip?
Man, and everybody does it.
What?
Why?
I never thought about it. You're right. Taco dip always has black olives, yet we never put up black olives on tacos. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Never thought about it.
Whoever thought to put peas in rice, I'm going to smack you in the jugular next time I see you.
You know what? I just had cauliflower rice with peas in it from the store that I just steamed and I put it under my...
Why?
It doesn't make sense. We do it and then we go and we eat Chinese food and they put peas in the shrimp fried rice and all the fried rices and you go to hibachi and where did the peas come from?
Where did that combination go? These two make sense.
The peas got to go in the rice. Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, I know that can't be the only food combination. I could keep going with a list, quite frankly.
No, we're going to let the listeners do it. The weirdest food combinations, 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in and said, I always put black olives on my tacos. Are you insane?
No, I refuse to believe that that's an accurate statement. I think you're trolling. Ain't no way.
I have never put a black olive or an olive on a taco, nor do I know anyone who does. So that's impressive. Looks like peanut butter jelly and cheese sandwich somebody texted in.
Hold on now. Chill out.
What?
Some of these food combinations might make sense because unless you've ever had a peanut butter and jelly and cheese sandwich, it's actually kind of delicious.
Oh, gross. Natalie texted in. I put black olives on my tacos every time. Natalie, I'm not talking to you anymore.
No, Natalie, you were banned.
And then she said, my favorite is peanut butter and pickles.
What? Oh,
Natalie, stop.
You are weird amongst the weird. I got a friend that does peanut butter and pickles, and that is a straight food combination that does not make sense.
Come on. Somebody said McDonald's French fries and honey. Okay, the phones are blowing up. Let's take some calls. 414-533-1037. You better play Jack Harlow. Don't you dare.
That's what you want?
Yes.
That's what you're trying here?
Don't you dare
got
right
you.
Now. Don't you put me to sleep right now. You better play something upbeat.
We'll take your calls.
We're going to talk to you next. We're talking about weird food combos on Allie and DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM. And we were talking about why do you put black olives on a taco dip when we never put olives on our tacos?
And then some people had the audacity to say they put olives on tacos.
I'm not talking to Natalie anymore, the one that texted in.
Can we unfriend Natalie in Menominee Falls?
I'll unfriend her for a day and then she can come back.
We'll unfriend her for the segment. You know, I feel mean going any further.
And somebody said they love peas and rice. They actually like that combo. It makes it hearty, I guess, if you want more stuff.
Yeah, y'all also probably like pizza and ranch.
I don't.
Is that too far? That's too far?
That's not even weird. Pizza and ranch.
Oh, come on.
Pizza and ranch isn't even that weird to me.
It's the name of a whole chain, and I've never even understood that.
If you dip your day-old pizza and ranch, chef's kiss.
Oh,
I don't
gosh.
Know how to explain it. It's a life changer.
I had a weird taste in my mouth just now.
Something about the marinara with the ranch. I don't know why it tastes so good. Don't ask me. And whoever texted in, cottage cheese and fruit, that's not a weird food combo. That's actually, have you ever been to a salad bar. It's a very common combo.
I love that, but I've gotten such crazy looks when people are like, you eat pineapples with cottage cheese?
That's why it's on the damn salad bar next to the fruit and the vegetables, because it goes together.
Not to them.
I'm with you. I am cottage cheese.
Hey, we're team cottage cheese,
team
dog.
Cottage,
you know what I'm saying?
Team
CC, baby.
Doesn't seem weird to me at all.
But to them, though.
Let's start with Haley this morning in Oak Creek. We'll start with her and see what her weird food combo is. Hey,
good morning, Haley.
Hi.
I'm scared.
That's actually funny that you mentioned the cottage cheese, because I do brown beans and cottage cheese.
Well, that's weird.
Okay,
hold on. You mean like pinto beans? Like pinto?
No, like brown beans, like when you make hamburgers.
Right. Like, beans.
Or beans.
Yes, like brown beans, like Bush's baked brown beans.
That's what
like
I thought.
Baked beans.
Baked beans and cottage, that's a new one.
That's disgusting.
That's a new one.
I said I wasn't going to judge, but here I am. Go on.
When I was a kid, we used to have those on our plate when we would make cheeseburgers. My dad would make burgers on the grill. We'd have that on our plate, and they eventually just mixed together, and then I was like, oh, that's real good.
Huh. So it was a combination.
Is that why we do baked beans at barbecues then, I guess? Because they're supposed to taste good with meat?
I'd assume, but not the cottage cheese part.
But then, where does this all come together?
You know what happens on a plate? I can envision it. The plate starts to mix up. All of a sudden, you're eating a little cottage cheese with your beans and burger, and you go, I don't actually hate that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So then she said, let me just mix the two. Whoa.
Girl.
That's weird. But I appreciate it.
That's different. I don't appreciate it, but you go, girl.
We appreciate your call,
Haley. Haley, happy V-Day.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day. Have some cottage cheese and beans today.
Sarah texted in, Allie, I've always put black olives on my tacos. Sarah, you're unfriended too.
Oh my
That's it.
Some people just want to see the world burn.
Christine in Hartford said peanut butter on a hamburger. You guys are something else.
I've heard that and I know.
Should we go to Ryan next? Let's see what Ryan wants to say this morning. You can tell Ryan, don't even say a thing about black olives on tacos. Don't say a thing about peanut butter on steak.
No, wait, not the steak, but the burger. I've had it.
Peanut butter.
It is really good. Mm. You have to try
The peanut butter or the cottage cheese?
The peanut butter.
The peanut butter on the burger. The cottage cheese, the situation with the baked beans, I'm sorry, but she's unfriended. I can't do that. That's messed up.
Sorry, Haley.
She took it too far.
You're unfriended for me, at least.
Okay.
Then everyone else with the black olives, welcome to the suspension club, because I've been there, and Allie unfriends you everything.
I will cut you so quick from this club.
So are you getting cut or not? Tell us what your weird food combo is.
What is it, Ryan?
Exactly. But the ranch and pizza, that's disgusting. And then ketchup and macaroni and cheese, those are two disgusting things.
Ketchup and cheese. Not weird, because you put it on burgers, and so I automatically go in worse.
But ketchup totally and mac different. And cheese?
I can see it.
Ketchup Strange. And mac and cheese is disgusting. But I will roll with my disgusting pineapple on pizza.
Ryan. We said weird food combos, not amazing food combos. Have a great day, man. Bye. I did hang up on them, too. Look, I did it.
You are officially embedded into this show.
What's
once
up?
You've hung up on somebody.
I clicked on him. I said, nah, you're not too far.
People worked here for 10 years and never hung up on anybody.
Pineapple on pizza is delicious.
I knew you had it in you.
Ryan's blocked the rest of the day. Well, the rest of the segment, at least.
We ride together, we die together. That's right.
Bad boys for life.
Whoever texted in ketchup on eggs, not weird. Whoever texted in ketchup with potato chips, not weird, because again, it's a potato like a french fry.
No, I will die on this hill. That is not the same thing.
It's not weird at all. You're tripping.
Fries and chips, different. Fries and ketchup, cool. Fries or chips and ketchup?
Same thing.
Nope, not even close.
Same thing?
Nope.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Janessa in Janesville. Hey, Janessa.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well,
you're doing good.
The goal is to fight you guys, not each other. So tell us what your food combination is.
Well, my food combination is Doritos and cottage cheese.
Doritos and cottage cheese.
You gotta try it. Oh my God.
Okay.
Awesome.
What kind of Doritos, though?
I like both.
Nacho cheese.
What about the Cool Ranch? Does it work or no?
You could do Cool Ranch too, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Janessa, say less. I'm writing all these down. Peanut butter on a burger.
Yep.
What did she say?
She said cottage cheese and Doritos.
That does not sound horrible to me, because I like the crunch that's going to go with the cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese and baked beans.
It's my favorite snack.
I'm never eating cottage cheese and baked beans. I don't care how many times we say that.
I might have to try it just
to say disgusting.
I did. Because I'm not one to reject anything until I've tried it for myself. But some of these food combinations just sound like they will never work.
I do think you should try pizza and ranch, DZ, which I will bring in.
I've tried it.
It's so good. Ugh. And whoever texted in tuna fish and peanut butter, you're definitely suspended.
Okay, now we're...
We're not doing that one.
That's nasty.
This
that's
is all
disgusting.
Too far.
Disgusting.
See, I knew there was something wrong with y'all.
Bye, Janessa. Thank you for your input.
Thank you.
Bye.
Somebody said mustard and cheese Doritos on a turkey sandwich. I don't know. Teddy's in Muskegon. Let's get to him real quick. We're running out of time here, Teddy. Hey, Teddy.
Morning.
Good morning. First of all, pizza and ranch, DZ. Come on, let's go.
No.
So good, Teddy. Yeah.
I'll try it, but I'm going to tell
Teddy,
you,
we can
like
go
it.
Water skiing and eat pizza and ranch together.
There you go. Y'all got it.
And DZ's coming with us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sriracha on pretty much anything is my kind of go-to thing.
Well, that's your condiment, then. That's your condiment.
That's his ketchup.
But, so that's, what would you put it on that people would be horrified by then?
Yeah.
Name it.
You name it. Doesn't
jelly.
Matter.
Yeah. Name peanut it. Butter and jelly.
Probably would work.
Oh, my gosh. This guy.
Teddy.
Cottage cheese. That's part of the theme.
Oh, that would be good.
Oh, my God.
Tuna fish?
I could actually.
I'm not a tuna guy, but probably would work.
Applesauce?
Let's try it.
Oh, no. That sounded like you got him.
He said, Teddy's out. Teddy's out.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, well, well. Look at it today. It's me.
Of all days, today is about you,
Today's about me because it's Valentine's Day, everybody.
Uh-huh.
Happy Love Day.
Love is love.
Love is
even
love.
Even if you hate love.
I don't hate love. I love my kids. They think I'm gross now, but I love them.
Even if you don't care for romance.
Thank you.
That part.
Thank you. And I dig a little romance. The problem is men are stupid, so I've given up on it.
It's not that word?
I don't like romance. Well, you know, there's always people in the mix. And so I met this guy on Hinge, and he wants to go out tonight.
Tonight?
And I'm like, because it's my first free night since I started talking to him. So think about this. So you've been talking to me for a couple weeks, let's say. I have kids stuff. I have work things. I have friend things. I'm busy.
You're not free, right?
So when you say, when's your next available night? And I go, Wednesday the 14th, not even thinking about Valentine's Day, just meaning
that's my next
available night. Didn't occur to me. And then he's like, well, let's go out. And then it hit me. I'm like, no. Yeah, I can't call somebody for the first time on Valentine's Day because I'm not even thinking about Valentine's Day.
Or should I? Mm.
Should I go out with somebody brand new that I've never met
on Valentine's Day? When you don't even like V-Day like that.
No.
You don't care for it?
I want to be spoiled every day.
You said you were free because
up Monday through Monday.
You ain't even realized.
That means 7 days a week.
What day the 14th was.
Monday through Sunday, sorry.
There you go.
To be more specific, because I met one whole week.
Monday to Sunday.
What the heck?
G, hold on. I got some thoughts and I got some theories. I ain't gonna tell you what it is,
really?
Man. Because I don't wanna throw it at you and have you go, what? But I got something for you. But
you
I don't wanna say yeah. How about we say it all together?
All right. Should I go out with somebody new on Valentine's Day? I can't believe I'm gonna let you and the listeners have some input on this. You nosy people, you.
Oh, we're here for
I'm here for it too, actually. 414-533-1037. I can't wait to hear what you say next, DZ.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, so should I go on a first date with somebody I've never been out with? That is the question. DZ, what should I do? Because I cannot wait to get to the phones. And by the way, whoever texted in and said, my 7-year-old said you should go on the date, thank you.
Appreciate you, 7-year-old.
Thank you.
I actually tend to agree with the 7-year-old.
What?
Because
somebody above that wrote, no, a Valentine's anniversary is cringe.
I do feel that too, though, but that doesn't mean that's the anniversary. It's just a first date.
Yeah, it means nothing.
Yeah, it really don't mean nothing, but the first time y'all got to hang out. But I think you should go. I think you should go for several reasons.
Okay.
One being, I feel like you haven't gone on a date in a while.
I haven't.
And I was going to say, maybe you have and you ain't told nobody,
well, I didn't
and that's
count.
Fine too.
Old flea, new thing didn't count because I dated him off and on for like a couple of years, so he doesn't even count.
That's just seeing a friend at this point.
That was, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But no, like, I feel like.
I haven't been on a date in a while. That's true.
I feel like you haven't been on an actual date in a minute, or at least I haven't heard you talk about it, right?
No, I haven't.
Two,
I have not.
It being Valentine's Day is actually a good move. because everything is all lovey-dovey.
It's all
in
romantic.
The air. It's all romantic. And you're going to get to see how they're either going to play it up, play it down, or just play. You know what I'm saying? Like you're gonna see how it all works out. And what I mean by that is you're somebody that likes to gauge somebody quickly. You know, you look at somebody and you read them, and you usually read them well.
Today is gonna
give you a great first response from somebody. Whether they bring flowers, whether they just adhere to what you want.
You're definitely not gonna be the side piece if they're showing up today.
You feel me? But it's also going to be such a loving environment that you're going to know quick if this is something that you want to be around. Because I'm not saying you're anti-love, you're not anti-violent, you're not anti-nothing.
I'm anti-BS, though.
Yeah, that
anti-BS.
Part.
Anti-BS. All the extra. I don't need the extra. I need the genuine.
Today will cut through it quick, especially on a first date, because he is going to be trying to do all the extra little things since it's Valentine's Day, thinking you care, and you're going to have the ground to go, nope, don't care, don't want that, and his response is going to give you the proper gauge as to how that could possibly go, and also it's going to give you the gauge as to how romantic that relationship is going to be. You're going to get a whole month worth of knowing somebody in one night just because it's Valentine's Day. I think you should go. High key, I think it's a perfect move, because first dates tonight are going to be either really bad or
standard
really
he could never maintain, because now Valentine's Day is, you know what I mean?
Nah, he could. I don't know him. So I don't know if he can maintain it, but that's not up to me. That's up to him.
True. Monica in Kenosha said, I think every day is Valentine's Day, so go on your date, have fun, and you never know what it will bring. I do agree. Like, I'm not thinking about Valentine's Day if I go on a date tonight. It's just not even occurring to me. It's a Wednesday.
And that's it. But everybody else is.
Yeah.
So that's why it's a regular day to you. It's nothing, but all of the environment is going to be love and this.
Well, I want to see what Maria in Germantown thinks, because you're saying do it.
Do it, 100%.
Maria, do you think I should go on a first date on Valentine's Day?
Good morning.
I think, yes, you should go. Even if it's not a romantic date for you, because you're
better
not
be, or I'm not going.
The first time you're meeting him. I know, but like, you know, I think you should go because love is in the air. My husband and I have been together for 10 years, and our very first date was on Sweetest Day, which is in the fall. And we've been together for 10 years, and we weren't thinking about Sweetest Day either. I just happened to see it on Facebook, and I was like, oh, you know, today's
Saturday.
Day.
Said,
oh, let's do something special then.
I'm free, you're free.
Yeah, like, let's do something special. Like, I think even if it doesn't go anywhere and it's not your most romantic date ever, I think you should just go, whatever. Go get a free dinner. Go have a couple of drinks.
I don't even need romance.
Sprinkle.
I ain't mad at it. I mean, I'll take flowers. I like flowers.
Come on now.
Keep the chocolate. Bring me the flowers.
Some drinks. Just enjoy yourself.
Whoever texted in, just wondering, do any of these guys listen to you talk about them on the radio? Probably, and I don't care. And some deny they do and listen, and some say they do and don't. Trust me.
Well, hopefully
most
this guy
of them do.
Hopefully the guy that's trying to take you out tonight is listening and getting prepared and taking notes. Maria says go, though.
Be. All right, thanks, Maria. She said do it.
I love
You're
it. Appreciate
welcome.
It. Bye.
Have fun.
She said have fun. She already put you on the date.
Well, fine. Let's talk to Catherine in Milwaukee, because Catherine also has a first date tonight.
No.
Yeah.
Morning,
hey.
Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
Good morning.
She goes,
yeah,
I've
I
never
did the
called
exact same thing.
Yeah, here you are on the
never
radio.
Called the radio station.
Yeah,
here you are, girl.
Look at us bonding. Look at us.
You got a first date tonight, too?
Where are we going? Let's have a double date.
It was. I know, but there's nowhere to go. That's the shit thing about having a date on Valentine's. All the rest. Oh, that is the baloney thing about having a date on Valentine's, is all the rest are booked up. You can't get dinner till like 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's the other issue. It's like, take me somewhere I don't care where, because where are you going to get a reservation tonight? So
nowhere.
What are you and your date doing, Catherine?
Yeah, good question.
Well, the reason why we're going out tonight is because he's flying back to his house in Mexico tomorrow, and so he doesn't really know Milwaukee restaurants. He's from Madison. But he was like, do you mind if I, like, if you choose? And I was like, no, just give me, like, a genre, a cuisine type, like, whatever. Just give me a general gist of things, and I'll figure it out. And then I'm on Open Table, and, like, all the good stuff is taken.
It's gone, because it's Valentine's Day. Yeah, you're screwed.
Chipotle it is.
I said to him, we'll try our luck at one of the nice places. We'll just sit at the bar. They don't have reservations in the dining, but they will feed us at the bar. So that's my plan, and that makes it casual, too.
That is smart. That's like, a good go-to.
I'm a bar sitter.
Even if you're at, like, Harbor House or at, like, Lake Park or whatever, like, really nice and fancy, sitting in a bar is casual.
Catherine, I love sitting at the bar because if you like someone, then you're right next to them, and you can touch each other, and you're connected, and I love it. I love sitting next to a date at the bar if I'm connected.
If I'm not,
get me the hell out of there.
But it's nice because you're also, like, adjacent, so it's not you're not adjacent. You're next to each other, so it's not like you're sitting there playing
footsie. Allows you to ramp up the affection if you like each other.
Or create the distance if needed.
It's not weird if you like touch someone's hand because you're like next to each other.
Like Catherine says. So, yes. I mean, do it. She's got a first date. I mean, yeah, it's going to be hard, but sitting at the bar for right now is going to be a good move.
Yeah.
Hey, or hear me out. You could also get married at Lakefront Brewery because they're renewing vows. No. Okay, well,
get the hell out of here.
All right, maybe Catherine will. I don't know.
Good luck on your date, Catherine.
No, certainly not. You don't know me, but I'm not getting married at Brewery.
We love it. Appreciate your call,
Catherine. All right,
Catherine.
Bye, Catherine.
Bye.
All right. Have fun on the day.
Autumn's in Pewaukee. Last but not least, should I go on a first date on Valentine's Day, Autumn?
What do you say?
Absolutely. Why not? What do you have to lose?
Nothing.
Like, true.
I completely agree with what
Sanity.
TV said. Like, you're going to see what this guy is going to bring to the table. He may not do anything because it is Valentine's Day. He doesn't want to, you know, set that bar either. But I think, you know, why not just see how it goes?
Why not just see how it goes? Right. I actually love it.
Fine. You know,
I dare you to message this guy back right now and go, yeah, what time?
Okay, I'll do it.
Right. You're not a big Valentine's Day fan, so I mean, you don't have to think of it as a Valentine's date. You can think of it as a first date.
Should I wear black or red tonight?
You should wear black.
Black?
It's not the funeral, so don't wear black.
How do you know it's not a funeral? You don't know who I'm going out with.
Funeral tour single days.
Look at you, DC.
Get me out of here.
Sir, get me out of here, too. I'll go. Fine. I cannot believe it, dude. I had the same parking issue yesterday that we talked about on Am I the Jerk. It was crazy.
It happened.
It happened at Target in the parking lot.
No.
And I looked at Owen and Hudson. I said, we just talked about this morning on the show. You can't make this
up. You can't make it up.
I am literally having a real moment right now. And so I just want to say it's Allie and DZ on 103.7 Kiss FM. I got so excited. Happy Valentine's Day. Anyway, who cares?
Same to you, fam.
Thank you. Hope you and the family have a great day.
Thank you.
Call me if you need a sitter. However, I was at Target with my kids and the parking lot was strangely busy. And I found out when I went in, it's because they had all these people working. You know, when they have like people stocking and counting things.
Oh, yep.
There were so many extra people working, you could barely park.
You went later in the day.
I went twice, actually.
Dang.
It's a long story.
Okay.
I went once to get a prescription. I didn't have my ID, which they needed. So I had to go back.
I had
to go back to Target. It was so hard.
Oh, twist your arm to go to Target twice in one day.
Shoot, I'll come back, I guess.
Sure. I'll spend more money.
Dang it. Those ADHD meds, though. You got to have an ID.
Hey, no, I feel that, though.
So I went, and we were at Target, and as we're pulling in, there's, like, no spots. Mm-hmm. And so I turn down an aisle, and I see someone backing up on the right.
On your side.
On my side. But there's already someone on the other side coming towards us who's already in that lane, who's already in the aisle. And I turn, and we kind of make eye contact, and they put their blinker on. I go, oh, because they put their blinker on. Now I can't steal it.
You let it slide.
Now I can't steal it. So I thought, dang it, now if I turn, because they were there, they were in the aisle before I turned into the parking aisle, and then they turned their blinker on before I turned mine on, so it was like, oh, I lost.
They beat you to it.
Yeah, and so then I looked at Owen and Hudson, and I go, oh, I think I got it wrong today.
I think
I was wrong. I think that she was the jerk.
Yeah.
Now you're
seeing what I was saying.
I saw it yesterday, but when I lived
when you feel it, when it happens.
When it actually happened, I went, she was the jerk. She stole the spot from the person with the blinker on. The person with the blinker, even though there's no law or rule in the way we roll, that person should have had it.
In the unspoken laws of the road.
She messed up her karma.
She messed up her karma.
And everybody said not the jerk yesterday.
It was a sweep.
I can't believe it.
I was on
She's
the hill
totally
alone.
The jerk.
Bruh.
Totally the jerk now that I've lived it.
Now that you've lived it and you had to let it slide. because you knew. You just knew. Y'all even made a little eye contact, bruh.
I was wrong.
You were wrong.
As soon as I went drove by, I went, oh, I was wrong, you guys. And the kids were like, huh, what? Can we go to the toy section?
Anyway.
Whatever, Mom.
Allie admitting it's the first step.
You're right. So I'll figure out a way to decide it was not the jerk move. But I just wanted to state that for the record because I put it on my Instagram story last night. And I said, I messed up. I was wrong. Sometimes we get Am I the Jerk wrong.
And that's okay.
We were
okay.
wrong yesterday. I'm sorry, you guys. We were wrong.
Speak for yourselves. Y'all were wrong. I was not. Don't you wish that on me. No. I was correct.
But I did learn something very important yesterday, which is that signs in parking lots do not mean a thing. They were put there by a store. No one can actually enforce them. And good luck.
That part.
That was what that takeaway.
I'd love to see somebody tell me not to park in the stop and go. Okay.
Right.
All right. Who, what, and you and what army?
Oh my gosh. You remember we used to, at the station, if you would pull up and run in, we had an engineer back in the day who'd be like, who's in the fire lane? I'd be like, shut up. I'm here for 30 seconds. If there's a fire, I'm running. Okay.
It doesn't say fire lane. If it doesn't say fire lane, it isn't one.
It's like, I'm not parked here. She's like, I ran in to get my mail.
Oh, I've definitely parked there.
Come on.
Hours.
Who's in the fire lane?
Me. What you gonna do about it?
Dang it. All right. We're going to do Am I the Jerk next. Somebody wrote into the show and they're having a problem with their job.
Oh, a job jerk. Mm-hmm. I love it. You know I like jobs.
They're very mad about something going on at their job.
Bet.
So that's Am I the Jerk and it is coming up next. Get ready. 103.7 Kiss FM. Oh, and happy Valentine's Day. Oh, mwah, 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 mwah.
Love is in the air.
Overpriced flowers, you suckers. Mwah, 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 mwah. Or get half off candy like DZ tomorrow.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for being mad? All I got was a shout out at my job.
That's all we get.
Right? And we give them to ourselves, honestly.
Shout out, Allie.
Shout out, DZ.
Wepa.
Hey. Now, it is time for Am I the Jerk. You can always email or DM us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. We've been getting a bunch lately.
I love it.
And I'm into it, too. So this is what he wanted to know. He said, hi, Allie and DZ. I potentially have an Am I the Jerk for you. I just recently celebrated 10 years of employment at my current job. I'm the longest employed employee.
Congrats.
Yeah. Our place of employment has increased vacation time for every year that you're here, but it stops at 5 years.
Oh.
Because I was here for so long, I was basically grandfathered in with one extra PTO day compared to others that have been here for 5 years.
Bet.
I just learned that my extra day was taken away so that I have the same amount as everyone else, quote unquote.
Uh-oh.
I also want to add that other than yearly reviews, there are no additional benefits to working past 5 years here. The only thing I received for reaching 10 years was a Facebook shout out on the business page.
They posted my boy.
What a nightmare. Am I the jerk for being upset that my PTO day was taken away and all I received at 10 years was a Facebook shout out?
Dog.
Triggered by other people in the car right now because I see you all posting on social media that you hate your jobs. I see it all the time.
I know somebody's going to work right now. Ten years deep, same story and went, oh.
Angry. Yeah.
See, but the thing is, why did he get that day taken?
Look,
that's a grandfather.
Apparently not.
You don't take Pop's day. And I know the grandfathering is obviously, you know, not the actual definition, but he was already locked into that day.
This is why you got to get things in writing, by the way, at any job. Let them say, we're going to do this for you. Well, give it to me in writing. Look what happened. He got the good old boy. We're going to do the right thing and give you an extra day because to show you we appreciate you. One day.
One extra day.
One day.
Maybe a half day.
And then they take it away because they're worried about everyone else getting offended. There's something else going on there.
Everyone else ain't been there as long as you.
No.
There's such a thing as seniority in the workplace, and I firmly believe that.
Yeah.
Wherever you work, whatever you do, there is such a thing as seniority in the workplace, and it's not just with your superiors.
Mm-hmm.
The people directly related to you. Me and you, for example.
Yeah.
I've only been on air here for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You've been on air here for
20.
Thank you. Seniority.
I guess.
Just put it to you like that. Like,
yeah.
There is just certain things that you can't compare yourself to.
I should
to.
Have more vacation time than you, essentially.
Well, I ain't saying all that now. Hold on.
Well, then maybe he's not the jerk. See? Look at you now.
Well, now that you put it like that.
We actually have the same amount of vacation time.
But for real, though, I do think that there is such a thing as seniority.
Yeah.
And as far as vacation days go, I don't disagree. If you have been there for X amount of years versus only a couple, bro, you're not going to have the same amount of time. Even if you guys are doing the same work, doesn't mean you have the same repertoire, if you will. We're sitting here talking in the same room.
Yeah.
You have far more experience in the radio realm than I do. Just put it like that.
Just because of age.
Well, that don't matter.
Not because you're not talented.
Obviously. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, fam. That's love.
I'm just saying.
But it's not about the talent. It's about the experience. We are both equally very talented individuals. Mm-hmm. You have far more experience than I do in this world. Mm. You can't deny that, and you can't deny that in any other work setting either.
So you're saying they screwed this guy.
They screwed this guy.
They gave him a Facebook shout out and took away his extra PTO day, and he wants to know if he's a jerk for being upset.
I feel like he's comboing it together, man. You're there, you agreed to do the job, and you didn't say, hey, but at my 10 years, I'm expecting this.
That's true. Who says you get anything at 10 years?
Nobody.
They gave you because some people would say you got a Facebook shout out. They're saying they appreciate you on Facebook.
Better than nothing.
This is like when they try to have like little parties, for the staff, and you're like, I don't want a party.
Right.
I don't want an extra activity I have to go to outside of work.
Right.
We've talked about this, if it's not feeding my soul for work, I don't want to go. If I'm not inspired by whatever it is.
I got other stuff to do.
This guy, Josh, is not inspired because they've essentially given him a Facebook. He feels unappreciated, which kills your morale.
It does.
At the end of the day, feeling unappreciated kills your morale.
But also, who's to say that the job needs to bolster you like that? You agreed to do the work. Are you coming to do the work? Bet. Do you need a high five
every
single
day? Get over yourself.
Get over yourself. This is why I'm torn. Because on one end, I'm going, bro, they did screw you for sure. But then on the other end, going, did you let them?
Yeah.
Did you fight it? Did you say anything? And at least be appreciative of the love that you are getting shown. Because some cats don't even get that after 10 years, 20, 30, 40.
But I will say the company better be careful, because you got someone for 10 years in today's day and age who's doing their job. Well,
that's hard.
Be careful before you push somebody out the door who's working hard for you at that point, right?
Don't lose your tenured employee because you're out here playing with them.
That's all.
Just thinking they're going to stick around just because.
414-533-1037. Josh wants to know if he's the jerk for being mad. All he got was a shout out on the company's Facebook page for 10 years and his extra day taken away that was given to him at some point.
You know what? I'm calling him the jerk.
No.
Yeah. I'm calling him the jerk.
I think he has a right to be mad.
I don't think you're mad, but did you fight it? Did you argue it? Did you come back with, did you say anything, or did you just let it happen? Because if you just let it happen and all that and you're still mad, you're the jerk. How are you going to let the things happen and not do anything about it?
Yeah.
I'm going jerk.
Okay. You can text or call, and we will talk to you guys next.
FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Josh wants to know if he's the jerk because he's upset that his extra PTO day was taken away and all he got at 10 years at his job was a Facebook shout out after he's been there way longer than anyone else.
He's a scorned employee, bro, but he let it happen. I gotta go jerk. I don't care.
Nicole in Lake Geneva said first thing on the phone, I'm triggered.
Good morning, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Good morning.
You said triggered now.
You had us at triggered. Talk to us. Is Josh the jerk for being upset that the PTO day was taken and all he got was a Facebook shout out for being at his job for 10 years?
Absolutely not. Oh. With the staffing shortages that are going on in a lot of the industries right now, I think that corporations and management need to start showing the employees that are loyal to their organizations appreciation. I think it would go a long way. Make people stay. I work with people that have been at my place of business for over 30 years and have not been recognized in a very long time. And it's heartbreaking, especially with the line of work that I do.
Yeah.
They go and then they go to work, and then this is what I'm talking about. The morale is just dead. You're just showing up every day for something. There's no real fire. There's no inspiration. There's no nothing.
It's a thankless job.
It's a 9 to 5, yeah, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate.
Which isn't even a 9 to 5 anymore, bro. Uh-huh.
And then they probably want to throw you a Christmas party, and then they wonder why nobody cares at the end of the year, why they don't want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
When you say that, we haven't had one.
Then
that on top of it.
That on top. Listen. Oh, yeah. I can't disagree with Nicole. She brought up some great points. Mm-hmm. With staffing shortages in mind, make that hard.
Be careful.
Yep.
Don't push it with your good employees, I guess. But you know what's funny is they could think that they did something so nice by giving a Facebook shout out. Right. Somebody might have thought that was just the best thing ever.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
No. The marketing department was like, oh, they'll love it.
We put their name and tagged them. This is great.
Sure.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you, Nicole.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Maybe we need to start that on this show.
What?
The daily work shout out for the people that don't ever get thanked at their jobs.
Oh.
Huh. We're here to thank you once a day.
That might be an idea.
Maybe. We might make businesses mad, but we're going to make their employees happy.
And the employees happy is the part that the business actually needs and wants. So you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Tammy's in South Milwaukee. See, you thought we should do birthday shout outs. Oh, no. It's thankless job shout outs. That's where we're coming from. See? Tammy, good morning. Tammy?
Yes.
There you are. Hello.
You got us on Bluetooth or something, Tammy? You running through a tunnel right now?
Yes.
All right, Tammy, or not the jerk? Go.
Not the jerk regarding the PTO day. That it's really hard once you're given a benefit like that to take it away, particularly if they did not give any explanation. That is just not right.
Okay. You sound like you're a robot right now. Hold on, Tammy. Can you put her on hold for a second? Yeah, Tammy, take us off Bluetooth for a second.
She was saying not the jerk, though.
She was. I want to hear what she has to say, but it was really hard to hear her with her Bluetooth. Let's come back to her.
Okay,
Go to Brianna in Milwaukee quick and see what she has to say. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Did you hear Nicole go first for Am I the Jerk?
I did, and I 100% agree. He is not the jerk. We spend more time at work than we do at home, right? So 99% of us are spending 10 hours plus at work. We're giving it our all. We're helping the business. And for them to not only recognize him for 10 years of service, but you took away a PTO day, it's one day.
It's like a punishment.
It's not like you gave him... Yeah, it's not like you gave him 2 additional weeks. You gave him one day.
One day.
You know, the least you could do is appreciate the work and what he's done for the company. But to do just a simplistic Facebook post, like, did they even go to him personally and say thank you?
Is that okay?
Or did they literally just post it on Facebook say, oh, this is good.
Surprise!
Thanks, but,
he might have not even wanted the Facebook shout out. Who says he wanted his name tagged and stuff like that?
That's the thing.
Right.
Listen to this text, though. Somebody texted in and said, what else does this guy need? A full-on 10-year party, a clown, or a singing telegram? Just be happy they even remembered. The clown for sure.
Definitely the clown.
Definitely the clown.
At least balloon animals.
And if he's a stripping clown, bonus points. For HR drama and dilemma later down the road. For everyone else to be entertained.
Oh, Lord.
Seriously. I mean, we just don't get enough recognition as employees, and we do give our all to a lot of these jobs. Mm-hmm. And people right now, especially after the pandemic, they are not with the you-know-what anymore.
They're not down to devote their whole life to their job anymore. They're like, I don't have to live like this. This job is for money and a living, but other than that, it is not my life.
Yikes.
Yeah. Right, and if you don't appreciate me, I'm going to find a job that will.
Because, yes, I can switch jobs. Yes, correct.
But then you got to start from the ground up again. Then those 10 years are washed, and then you bottom of the totem pole, and here we go starting to cycle over.
But you have to make a change if it's not working, right? I guess.
You got to know when to call it. You got to know when to put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they could have done something a little more than the Facebook post by, at the very least, give the man back his PTO day for crying out loud.
Brianna.
I was with you on that one for sure. Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. Tammy in South Milwaukee. Let's try her one more time. She's still there?
I think the tunnel dropped her.
That's fine. Amanda's in Racine. Real quick. She could be our third. And I don't mean that in an icky way.
No one took it in the icky way.
It's Valentine's Day. You never know. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for putting up with me, everybody.
You know what? You're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day. You're one of our Valentines. The regulars are our Valentines.
All 1,000 of y'all. Now, what do you say? Jerk or not the jerk for Josh?
I'm going to
say not the jerk.
Okay.
Only, I mean, the shout outs are nice, but when you take away my money, hell no.
Yeah,
when you take away my benefits, hell no. You do not do that.
Technically,
you give me more benefits.
That is a PTO. That was paid. That was a paid day that he's no longer available to take. That is true. That's money out of his pocket.
Somebody,
and the day he had off. Ooh.
Somebody texted in. So you want to do shout outs on the radio, but a Facebook post isn't enough recognition. They're different.
Very different.
You know how much value? You know how many people? How many times does people go, I'm on TV?
Right.
They never go, I'm on a Facebook post ever.
Nobody ever goes, did you
never.
See my job post me?
Never.
No. There's like, did you hear Ali and DZ read my Am I
Thank
the Jerk?
You.
That part.
Jeez, if
Come
you
on.
Don't want the shout out, whoever you are, you're not getting it.
Don't worry about it. Shout outs aren't for you.
Amanda, we'll start with you. Good job at your job, Amanda.
That's right.
Yes. Thank you.
Even though you're on suspension. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, I'd rather be enrolled in the Jelly of the Month Club than get a Facebook shout out. Somebody else said, I get zero recognition for my 10 years of service at my job. That's probably most people.
Honestly, most jobs are thankless regardless of what you do.
I don't remember anybody saying a word when I hit 10 years here. I don't even know if I noticed.
How many times have you had a boss literally come to you to your face and go, you are doing such a great job. We love you here. You're amazing. Yada, yada, yada. When? Never. I've never had that happen.
Right.
I mean, I've had people like, hey, you know, you're doing good.
Well, they did it when we started the show and we thought they were messing with us. Remember that?
Yeah.
But that was a year ago. And I said what I said. I was like, oh, they're gassing us up to be nice. They think the show sucks.
No, they did that for the first week. You know what I'm saying? They were just trying to make us comfortable. We were already comfortable. We didn't even need it.
We don't need you gassing us up, but now we do.
Where's the gas?
Mom, Dad, where are you?
These thankless jobs, dog. We out here.
Well, everybody, I'm sorry. If you're driving to work right now, everybody's driving to work. Like, oh, come on. We see your texts and we see all of your calls coming in and we appreciate them. Somebody said, I need to shout out on the radio to know that this Valentine's Day is real. Hashtag Destiny. Destiny, get out of here.
Shout out, though. That is
come
me. Shout
on.
Out, shout out.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day. And I'm sorry if that's all you got at your job.
You're welcome.
Not the
way.
Jerk.
Not
the jerk for being mad. The end. Do you need a babysitter tonight?
Nah, we good.
Should I go on a date?
I think you should.
Okay, we'll see. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Definitely think you should.
We talked about this and what would DZ do? Can you go on a first date on Valentine's Day? And I got to tell you, Catherine in Milwaukee called in and she was doing it.
I mean,
she was not afraid.
Point proven.
I'm not afraid. It's just a Wednesday.
All it is a day. You don't even think about it like that.
It's just a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that if you want to break up with somebody, we talked about this on the show. They have the breakup pies where you can send someone basically a heart-shaped pizza.
A broken heart-shaped
and
pizza.
And it's called a goodbye pie, basically.
Reckless.
Somebody texted in and said they just got their free chicken biscuit from Chick-fil-A. I don't know about that.
Huh?
I don't know who's giving out.
Hold on. I got to do some Googles.
I don't know if that's... That might be through the app or something. I have... You said...
Oh, you think I'm playing?
You're
I'm
like,
typing
how
away.
How do I get free stuff on Valentine's
what?
Day?
What? Oh, hey.
What do you got? What do you got?
Oh, but this says this is from last year. Are they doing it this year?
I don't know. I was at Target yesterday, as I told you twice. Yesterday I had to go.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to Target twice yesterday. And they had these cookies that said, I tolerate you. And I almost bought you one, but I was like, that's not the way I feel about DZ. That's not you.
Don't do that to me.
That's like my kids. I was going to give them to my kids.
I tolerate y'all.
Like, hey, Owen, here. I tolerate you. Because they won't let me be their Valentine's.
I was going to say, but that's only for actual Valentine's. Mm-hmm. And they said no. You got rejected by them, dog.
We were at Target yesterday and they were getting gifts and picking something out. And they were like, can we have this? And the whole time I was acting like they weren't getting anything. And I go, okay.
Right.
And I go, because you're my Valentine. And I said, but you have to take a picture with mom. And so they took one picture, which I put up on Facebook and Instagram.
That's
and then they ignored me the rest of the day.
Such a mom
move.
It was
very, very sweet, let me tell you. So, yeah, it's Valentine's Day. Happy V-Day.
Happy V-Day, man.
Are you doing anything?
We're going to be hanging out at the crib.
Okay.
We decided that that's what we're going to do. It's the best move with the boys. We're going to do a family times day.
Mm-hmm.
Not a Valentine's Day, a famine times day.
A famine times?
That sounds
Wait,
bad.
That didn't
No, that's, that sounds horrible.
Because that sounds like you're starving
like
everybody. Don't do that.
Yeah, no.
A family Valentine's
a family,
Day.
A family and times day.
I knew what you meant.
You knew what I meant, but that's not how it sounded. Sound like we were going hungry.
You know what just occurred to me?
What up?
We didn't do any Valentines this year. I know yours are too young.
Mm-hmm.
Owen and Hudson didn't even ask for them. Wait, their party's on Friday.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, did it happen already?
I went, wait, why did nobody ask me for Valentines this year?
They said, we ain't doing this on a Wednesday.
So checked out I am a Valentine's Day. I don't even know if my kids have Valentines for the
like
party.
For school.
I have no idea.
But at least it's Friday, though. You got some time. You do got some time.
Well, we'll figure it out. All right, well, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Whether you're getting free food from somewhere or going on a date or having a family Valentine's Day.
If there is free food somewhere, put me on, let me know. What?
You can always text us 414-533-1037. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Sheesh. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so let's talk about Kanye West trying to get a seat right in front of Taylor Swift's seat, to which he was denied.
Denied.
Nobody's putting you in front of Taylor Swift with Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl. You think they're going to let you near her?
I don't think they let you instigate like that, man.
Get out of here, man. So he got denied when he tried to buy a seat right below, you know, her suite.
Right.
And then they said that him and Leonardo DiCaprio, who have rolled together quite a few times and are friends, Leo didn't even look at him. I mean, a lot of Hollywood has ousted him since his anti-Semitic stuff. And now
you think he recognized him with the mask on? Maybe he didn't know it was Ye.
Who's the guy with the ski mask?
Who's that guy?
It's just Kanye.
Oh,
it's just Kanye.
No, what were you saying?
They said Leo didn't even nod. They didn't even normally, they would have always been like, hey, what's up?
Dap up something.
There are just celebrities who don't even F, they just don't F with him.
Right.
They're not interested. And he doubled down on that anti-Semitic stuff again. And I'm like, dude, you're done. You just say you were wrong.
There's a moment.
This is not going to get you any. This ain't it. You're on the wrong side of this one. So sorry, Kanye. So it's pretty awkward because yesterday I talked about how I was enjoying the full circle moment for Taylor Swift watching the boring Kardashian suite, which got labeled boring because it had the Beavers and the Kardashians, and there was a guy sleeping in it. And then you pan over to Taylor's, they're chugging beers, they're cheering.
Right, jumping up and down.
Man, you know, 10 years ago, Taylor was at the bottom while Kanye and Kim destroyed her online. And now, nobody's talking to Kanye. If this isn't a full circle moment right now, I don't know what is. If karma didn't work itself out somewhere in here, it's all I feel like I'm watching. I'm like, wow, your life sucks.
You're watching the evolution of what you did to yourself.
Yeah.
Ain't it? I mean, because at one point in time, bro, like he was on top of the world.
He was everything.
Ye was yay.
He was everything.
He was great. I mean, and I'll say this. I do think he has a lot of great qualities, but some of the recent stuff that this man has put into the universe is drowning all of that.
It's insane.
All of that.
It's not good.
And I'm not even saying, he's a Gemini, bro, and I can't even excuse that.
I can tell.
Exactly. No offense, but we could tell. And it's like, even Geminis are going, all right, big dog, chill out.
Who is he? He's a Gemini.
We don't even know if that's actually Kanye. He always wears the mask now.
The mask.
It's a clone.
The mask is so stupid.
Yeah, man.
Well, Kanye did not get a seat in front of Taylor's suite like he requested.
I heard he did, but he was very quickly removed from that seat.
Oh, he was able to sit there, and then they immediately moved him? Well,
I saw a video from an ex-football player, Brandon Marshall.
Go on.
Who was like, yeah, man, I heard from the insides. Like, I know this firsthand, basically. And he said, him and his wife bought tickets the day of the Super Bowl in front of the suite. And when they got there, Taylor, somebody in her camp went, hey, just so you know. So a couple calls were made, and then boop, 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 a couple minutes later, Mr. West was removed.
So they tried to slick by them.
Or so the story goes. You know how Hollywood works, though.
Jeez, are there a lot of people in Travis Kelce's suite? I mean, the Kardashians are asleep. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times 3.
They definitely were packed up in that
moment. They were packed up, and they were watching the game.
They should have been.
And there was a guy sleeping in the Kardashian one. Well, you can't make this up.
You know, sometimes you got to catch a nap. It just happened to be at the Super Bowl.
Don't appreciate the things that are the experiences they're given.
Man.
I would have taken that suite and I would have been awake.
For
the most part. Thank you. Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Can't wait to go buy half off candy tomorrow.
That part.
You know, me and the boys, Owen and Hudson, my kids, were at Target yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And right by the self-checkout, bless your heart, Target. I'm talking boxes and boxes and boxes of flowers, which a lot of people are probably grabbing today.
Oh, yeah. They might be gone by now.
They're probably, and I went, oh, it smells so good, boys. Smell those flowers. They'd look good in mom's kitchen.
Wouldn't they? You guys want to buy some?
They're like, no.
No, we don't like flowers. Like,
thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing. Okay, so coming up next, forget about Valentine's Day. Coming up next, we all have these moments, the foot in the mouth moments.
Mm-hmm.
And a very good friend of mine had a really funny foot in the mouth moment where she thought somebody died and it turned out they didn't. And she saw them, she almost fell over.
Hold on.
Have you ever thought somebody died? I know.
No, I've never thought somebody died and
been
wrong.
Imagine this. You think somebody's dead.
Uh-huh.
I know this sounds crazy, but hear me out. You think somebody's dead and then you run into them.
I'd pee my pants.
Yeah, I know. Well, wait till I tell you what happened to my friend. You can't make this up. It's a classic foot in your mouth moment.
Okay.
And I will tell you about it. I've been dying to tell this since I found this story out.
In my brain, I go, how do you mistakenly kill somebody in your mind?
I'm just saying. She thought he was dead. I know it sounds so horrible.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing about death.
I'm
laughing about the conflict.
The guy's not dead,
and
though.
And then you see them?
It's not sad. The guy's not dead.
True. It isn't sad. This
but
is actually
somebody
lighthearted.
Somebody else is dead. Okay, I'll tell you next. Gosh. This is getting worse by the minute. Just let me tell you next.
Okay, bet.
So you get a foot in your mouth. Kiss FM. 3.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ on Valentine's Day.
Allie.
Yay.
I was going to say, you keep saying Valentine's Day like you actually like it.
Yay. I do like flowers. You know, I hated flowers when I was married.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Really?
Then I got to be one with nature through therapy and mindfulness.
Ah.
True story. And then I became a fan of flowers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that about you.
Didn't care for them. And now I'm like much more into them. Yeah.
Now you're open to flowers.
Much more. But I used to say, don't buy them. They're a waste of money.
Some people really
now
are like
them.
That.
Now
yeah,
I enjoy
yeah.
them. They smell good. They look good. I like them.
They don't make you think of funerals?
No.
Some people do. My wife, she depending on the flowers, she will think of a funeral if
really?
She smells flowers. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you bring up a funeral.
Yeah.
So I know everybody wants to know about the dead guy I was talking about.
Who did we kill that wasn't actually dead?
Sounds so horrible. I'm like, the guy wasn't dead, but another guy was dead.
Different guy.
So I'm out to lunch with one of my good friends on Saturday, and her and I are just talking about life, and she lives in a condo downtown. She owns
nice.
A condo. Well, she's lived downtown. I mean, we're working women. She's got her own condo.
But I was going to say, living in a condo downtown, like, you sound dope.
She's got it together.
Right.
So you own a house, though, DZ. We own houses. Same
That's
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Not a condo in the city, but a house in the burbs.
Mm-hmm. So she owns a condo, and she told me when we were having lunch, she said, so somebody in my building died. And I went, because it's a big building, but not that big. So she knows everybody for the most part in the building.
In the building.
And they do have meetings to take care of the common areas. So she is very in tune with the people in this building. They all own apartments in this building.
They're neighbors. One of her neighbors passed, right?
So she goes, somebody in our building died. That's and it was
sad.
So sad. They had to do a wellness check. And it turned out he had been there.
God.
And I go, and she goes, one of the policemen like almost like threw
Couldn't
up when he went
it.
In. And I go, I've never smelled death. And we started talking about that. I don't want to smell it.
It doesn't smell.
I don't want to smell it. She goes, well, it was not good.
Yeah.
And she goes, but it was, she goes, I had not seen this guy in like a week and it was just really sad. But, and I go, well, what was the story? She goes, he was an older guy, much older, retired. And unfortunately,
he died.
So
R.I.P.
his kids, who are grown, come and she sees them, you know, cleaning out. And she had never met any of the kids, obviously.
Right.
And so she'd pass the kids in the hall, the 30-year-olds, and be like, I'm so sorry about your dad.
Sorry, right.
And they'd be like, thank you. And they'd carry another box.
Cordial.
Fast forward. I about fell over out
Time
of my
Time passes.
I about fell out of my seat. So she gets in the elevator one day and she's in the elevator and this guy runs in. It's the dead guy.
What do you mean? Hold on.
It's the dead guy. It's the dead guy.
The dead guy gets in the elevator?
The dead guy gets in the elevator.
Alive?
I swear to God. And she's like, oh my God, Frank, I thought you were dead.
Bruh, how do you say that to somebody?
Dude, she had the wrong guy. She thought that a different guy was dead for like a week. And then she runs into the guy in the elevator and goes, Frank, I thought you were dead.
Frank, you're alive. My boy.
You're here.
You're back. Wait, are you a zombie? Foot in the mouth.
No, I know it sounds horrible because somebody truly died.
Right.
But when she's telling me this, I'm trying not to laugh. I'm like, wait, you mixed up the dead guys and then the guy you thought was dead got in the elevator. And then
Mistaken.
You said, oh my God, I thought you were dead to the guy alive. Like, I can't make this up.
Mistaken identity at its worst, bro. And then you straight up said to him, I thought you were dead.
For a week.
I've been grieving you, Frank.
I said, how many? Seriously. She's been thinking about this guy and his family.
Not him.
Thinking the kids in the hall she passed were his kids.
Not Frank's kids.
Not Frank's kids.
Frank's alive and well.
Frank is just fine.
Frank is
Frank. Frank just went to Casablanca on Brady.
I'm hanging out with Frank later. What are you
Frank
talking about?
Frank had Jimmy John's for lunch. He's good. Frank's up and down.
Frank is thriving right now, living his best life, and you out here killed him.
Dude, Frank went to McGillicuddy's last night. I mean, Frank is good, dude.
Frank is out here.
So I just had to tell you the foot in the mouth story that at lunch I was crying. I was laughing so hard. I went, you know, every now and then you need a story like that to just make your week, because I've been telling everybody that story. Let me tell you about how my friend got the dead guy wrong and then had to go up and go, I thought you were dead. Could you imagine?
Bruh.
Getting a mistaken identity. You think someone's gone. And it's funny because she didn't know them that well. They were neighbors and acquaintances,
right.
And the guy was older, you know, so it wasn't anything incredibly tragic the way it went down. It was just a sad older man dying.
Anybody dying is not a fun time. No. It makes anybody sad.
My gosh, can you imagine?
Bruh, but hold on. You said it's an established community. Some of these people are retired.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She confused them because they're both older guys. Listen, Frank might be on the way out and she straight up killed him already. What if she gave this man a complex? Now he's sitting there going, am I next? Hold on.
Think about this. If she's also, he's going, she thought I was dead. She didn't even send flowers. She didn't even. Now you really know what people thought.
Well, you thought he was dead. Were you going to send flowers to a dead guy?
She thought the guy was dead.
Wrong guy. Yo, if I was Frank, I'd be freaking out
myself.
Wouldn't
you be freaking out?
I'd be freaked out. I'd be freaking out. I'd be like, listen, I'm going to need you to take that back. Right now. I'm alive.
She said,
I'm alive. I'm dead again. I'm alive.
I'm Jimmy John's. I'm dead again. I'm alive. I went to Casablanca.
I'm alive. I'm dead. I went to McGillicuddy's.
Now I'm at Pick and Save. Now I'm at Metro Market.
And I'm dead again.
Here I come, Jazz in the Park. I'm alive.
She killed this man and brought him back to life all in a matter of days. Goodness gracious.
Happy Valentine's Day. I hope that made everybody laugh. Anybody crying in their car today?
We love y'all, man.
That story made you laugh. There you go.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.